Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge will review an agreement to settle a desegregation case involving Huntsville City Schools. The school system and the Justice Department released the agreement on Monday. It's aimed at resolving disputes over the racial fairness of a student attendance plan devised last year. The federal government objected to the plan, arguing it didn't improve academic opportunities for black students. The school system agrees to take several steps in the settlement, which follows mediation sessions. Alabama's future in space is a bit clearer today. APR's Pat Duggins has more on the launch plans for NASA's new commercial space capsules and how Alabama fits in.
NASA says commercially built space capsules by Boeing and the SpaceX company will undergo unmanned flight tests in 2016. The goal is a manned flight test by 2017. Both capsules will carry astronauts and cargo to and from the International Space Station. Boeing's spacecraft is called the CST-100 and will be launched by an Atlas V rocket built at a factory near Decatur. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden is a former astronaut who says it could pave the way to Mars.
The world of low Earth orbit belongs to industry. It doesn't belong to the government. It doesn't belong to NASA at all.
These new capsules will have to pass NASA safety checks. It was on this date back in 1967 when the Apollo launch pad fire killed three astronauts, including Mercury veteran Gus Grissom. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, BP set up a $20 billion trust for insurance claims. But as APR's Alex Abouchon reports, not all those claims have been legitimate.
Three Alabama residents are headed to prison after attempting to steal more than $3 million from the BP oil spill claims fund. A federal judge sentenced Marcella Truss of Birmingham to 12 years in prison, her husband Barti Davis of Grand Bay to 13 years, and her brother Howard Caraway of Mobile to 8 years. The three were also ordered to pay back nearly $2 million in claims that have been awarded. A U.S. attorney says the three filed over 50 false claims with BP using over 36 fraudulent identities. Two other individuals, Robert Truss III of Houston and Cedric Dion Ravizy of Birmingham, were indicted in April. Their sentencing will occur soon. I'm Alex Abouchon, APR News.
And taking a look at weather across much of the state this evening, look for partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 20s. And along the coast tonight, mostly clear skies, a little bit warmer with lows in the upper 30s. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.